بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يستفتون قل الله يفتيكم في الكلالة إلى قوله تبارك وتعالى للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين يبين الله لكم أن تضلوا والله بكل شيء عليم. In the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala discussed the laws of inheritance, and this is the beautiful way of the Quran, that at the end again it explains the laws of inheritance. And in the beginning surah of the surah also, the laws of al-kalala, which we'll explain just now, were explained, and in this ayat also the laws of kalala are explained. Kalala is that person, is used both for the person who passes away and he has got no inheritance. Nobody inherits from him. Or it is that inheritor that receives nothing from anyone. From both angles, the same word kalala is used. It was used in the first beginning where the laws of inheritance were discussed, here in this supara also, and later on again. That the Western scholars who have studied Western law and then studied Islamic law, they were completely shocked and taken aback that what their law books in volumes and volumes describe, the Quran describes in a few ayahs and explains this laws of inheritance here. And the most fair and just laws are in the Quran Sharif. This ayat was revealed on the occasion when Abdullah ibn Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi, was ill. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu went and visited him. He found that he was unconscious at that time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made wudu and from the leftover water of the wudu sprinkled it on him. When he sprinkled it, he came to his conscience. And then he saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he asked about the same in that I am passing away and I don't have anyone that will inherit from me. That is a kalala. And then this laws were given. The one laws of these ayat were given during the winter season. And that ayat of kalala is known as the winter ayat. And the other one was revealed in the summer season and is referred to as the summer ayat. These laws are very intricate, not easy to understand, and with a lot of details. But alhamdulillah, the muftiyan who are engaged in inheritance laws continuously, they understand it and they make their rulings accordingly. This is not easy for us to understand, and what is important for us is to apply the Islamic law of inheritance in our lives, which unfortunately this is one area also where most Muslims do not apply the Islamic law of inheritance. We prefer to apply the Western law, the law of the court, and in there we see where we are getting more money, where we will get our returns more. Whereas Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says clearly that yubayyinu Allahu lakum an tadillu. Bayan karta hai Allah tumhari waaste taaki tum gumrah na ho. Allah has explained all this for you so that you may not go astray. Wallahu bi kulli shay'in alim. Aur Allah har cheez se waqif hai. And Allah is fully aware of each and everything. So, and a very, very serious matter it is to give Western law, the law of the court, the law of the government, preference over Islamic law. That is a very, very serious matter, and a person must be very, very concerned about that. We should see not where our interest lies, but what the law of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is. And for example, if any person who has become of age should have a will that is made. And a wealth in Islam is not to say who must get how much, that Allah Ta'ala has fixed already. But it is other details that have to be in that wealth. And we, each one of us can think whether I've got my wealth ready or not. Mm-hmm. And many, many times when a person passes away, there is no wealth, or if there is a wealth, it is drawn up by lawyers and it is drawn up according to Western law. And that makes things very, very, very dangerous, because then we give preference to the law of the country over the law of Islam. Therefore, a person must be very, very cautious about his deen, which Allah guides us to, that follow the law of Allah Ta'ala and the Noor-e-Mubeen that has come to you, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and his laws. Divine laws, laws made by Allah Ta'ala, are the absolute and correct laws, and without any question a person should accept them and not follow man-made laws. May Allah Ta'ala give us this understanding to prepare our worlds, have them ready, check them or have them checked out by a mufti, and the Islamic organizations have got ready printed world forms. And then it is just a matter really of signing it and doing it correctly. And then our that world of ours is in order, and our estate can be then resolved according to that. So that is very important. We should try and get that and go to a mufti and see that we do it properly so that we are in the clear. Otherwise, the consequences are very dangerous. In these matters, like all other matters, may Allah give us tawfiq to follow the Islamic injunctions and Islamic laws and not our own desires.